today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You must have a
I have a
go-to.
Favorite. I have a favorite, and you can't have this all the time because the portion is big.
What is your anti-diabetic favorite?
What
now?
I have to do is, and I can only do this about once a week because you know you have to be careful. But it's a hot buttered creme brulee sandwich and a chocolate shake.
Thank you. I immediately think of the the fantasy of ding dong where you gotta get a signature and Mrs. Havisham comes to the door with her negligee half
towel.
Open.
Did you
ever see anything that you shouldn't see?
Yeah. Rang the doorbell, was looking in the side window of the door, and here comes a naked girl running by.
Yes, there you go. That's what I was looking for, and you got better. And then the Golf Galaxy, which is just a specialty.
Golf Galaxy.
Well, it's a specialty version of dicks.
Dick nose.
Yeah. Dick nose. Yeah. There's a big dicks in the shopping center about 20 minutes from here.
20 really minutes. That's not too hard. A lot of the shopping places up here right now, when you shop, they don't give you a bag anymore. Do they have dick bags?
They double bag it at Dick's.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I suck.
No, it's good. There it is.
Jesus Christ. Just lectured everybody. God.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hey, junior broadcasters.
Yes.
You want to make sure, whenever you do a little broadcast, that the one fader that controls the volume you want is always the one that's turned down. To the bottom. All the way down. All the way to the frigging bottom. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Glad to have you here. So embarrassing. It's a question of leading by example. And, when I don't do that, I want to have a pep talk, but I'm not going to have a pep talk with myself. At the beginning of the show, I can't do it. Ohio, New York, how are you? Decatur, Alabama, Mountain View, Arkansas, Tunica, Mississippi. I know it's Arkansas. Shut up! Robinson, Illinois, San Juan, Puerto Rico. The Mike O'Mara Show is on, and we are delighted to have you with us, ladies and gentlemen.
La, 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 la. That's a happy song, Charlie.
Don't care for it. That's another one I tried. Another one. I just don't.
When it hits, it's going to stick. It's going
to
stick.
At Pfizer, we're trying to make. I don't care for it. Don't care for it. There'll be another one Monday. Look forward to that. Anyway, how are you? How's everybody feeling? How is the world going? Is everybody okay?
Better every day?
Yes.
As long as Rob's not sick, I think we're okay.
Yeah,
that's good. That's very, very good.
And I verified my MRI is still all systems go for Monday. So
Monday.
I checked
Juneteenth.
It is Juneteenth.
Holiday. Won't be here.
That's right.
Programming note.
Oh, that's Juneteenth. We are dark on Juneteenth.
Yes, sir.
But it's also for Rob to get out and do his medical work. So we look forward to that. And that's good news. I am having trouble moving my legs today.
Is this based on yesterday?
It's based on yesterday, and I had him today. So I have Wednesday and Thursday, or as I like to refer to them during the week, my good days. Wednesday and Thursday, where I limped in today, and then he decides he's hurt the lower body and the core, so now he will hurt the upper body.
A week do you visit the sadist?
14.
No, that's impossible. That'd
three,
be twice
three.
A day.
I go three times a week.
Okay.
Three times a week. And Tim, today, they're not free weights. It is a machine with cables. And how is it supposed to work? I'm trying to think how it's supposed to work. Oh, okay, yeah. So it's a curl, but it's not with dumbbells. It's a curl with a cable, the cable tied to a weight, a weight machine.
Sure.
And
in the old days, wasn't they called that Nautilus? Was that one of the brands?
Something similar type of thing. And so I start it, And it's like when my kid arm wrestles me, where I said, are we going to start? Are we going to start? Because nothing moves. And he chuckles. He chuckles because he's, you know, this weight to him with his massive arms is comical.
Yes.
So it he had to lower the weight for me because, you know, I mean, look, when you even look at Arnold Schwarzenegger, right, and you look at what those muscles become after a while, I'm late to the party here. You know, this is – I'm going to play catch-up to just have a pseudo-sag, right? I develop all of my muscles to peak conditioning, and I will have a pseudo-sag. I'm not going to be like one of – and by the way, those guys in the magazines, it's all BS, all right? When you see the cryogenics or whatever the hell it is where you say, I'm 67 years old, and look at me, and they photograph this disembodied head on top of this 30-year-old's muscular body.
Is it cryogenics when they freeze you after you die?
I don't know what it is. Something like that. But no, anyway.
I know, Mike, it's the doctor that's like buff.
Yes.
Dr. Buff.
Right?
And he's bald. And
he looks like
an old man. He looks like the jackass head for Johnny in Knoxville wearing that old man head. But I'm happy to feel that soreness because it tells me that I'm doing the right thing and I'm doing it at a level that is resulting in that. So I'm happy. And in a year or a year and a half, if I look better, so be it. But anyway, that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about we've had a lot of discussion about the Disney Corporation and the ability to separate people from their money. I wanted to talk about to all of our listeners around the fruited plain and all over the world. I am curious to know. This would be primarily for our Americans. If there is anywhere in your hamlet or your corner of the world where you might have this business, and the business, it's a business I have seen, but I noticed it in particular driving around this morning. And what it is called, they are called, I wrote it down, hold on, luxury storage units. And I saw this and I said, it just never ends in the United States.
Now, I got to ask, Mike, because we've got lots of storage units out in Loudoun County. Because
of course. Well, you have lots of storage units everywhere. Let me tell you why you have lots of them.
Okay.
It is the easiest possible way to separate, in many cases, the common man from his hard-earned dollar, because the common man does not afford the space.
Yes.
Be it a small home or an apartment or condo where he can accommodate all his crapola. Go ahead, Rob. Sorry.
Well, that is a very good point, is the fact that you spend all of your footprint of your house isn't going to have a garage or extra storage or anything like that.
Right.
And a utility room. What makes these so luxurious?
I have not done the deep dive, but I have seen on one particular stretch of highway down here, there is something called like the luxury garage, where these are man caves where they can park their Ferraris. And I think they charge.
Do you see Jay Leno there?
Well, this is different than luxury storage units.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, okay, so your block concrete and metal studs with aluminum nailed onto them is somehow better. What it just tells me, there are so many in this apartment world that I live in down here, there are so many of these storage units. Anytime you see a vacant lot, because it's easy money,
cheap to build.
But the one I saw today, because they cleared it, and it's always fly-by-night. It's always right away. They always put them up in like half an hour. And I'm driving down, and I see them clear this swath of our commercial road, the main drag down here, Route Quattro Uno, Route 41.
41.
And I look over at the right, and I say, And my wife and I are always curious and also primed for the disappointment as to, ooh, what are they going to put there? For example, it's so dire down here now, and it's so overdeveloped, and it's so many apartments that we looked over, and there was a strip mall where they're going to put some sort of commercial businesses in, and we get very excited.
Sure.
And there's some lady that makes chicken salad who has started a local chain that's a bit of a phenomenon. And that's how bad it is down here. That's the only thing that excited me.
Where do you weigh in on chicken salad?
I'm a massive chicken salad.
Really?
Yeah. I can't eat it like I used to, but I'm a super turbo fan. It's one of the greatest things ever invented. But we look over, and they clear this swath, and I said, that could be something. And then we hope for two things that don't go up there. A, another apartment building.
Right.
Because they are diarrheaing these out like you would not believe down here. And they're vastly overpriced. Or storage. Because there are, I would say, within a 3-mile radius of where I live, there would be 20 minimum.
Wow.
Minimum of 20 storage units.
So if you take chicken salad out of the picture,
the chicken salad chick or something like that.
It's clever. I bet she's smart.
I've never been there. It hasn't opened yet.
But it will. What would you like to have been built there? What would be ideal? Like,
it's a good question.
Perfect thing.
Be careful. Like, that's like asking the politician, you know, well, what are your plans?
What if it was like a Target?
No.
Okay.
We have that.
Okay. You have a
Wegmans.
A Wegmans. Ugh. What's the matter?
A Wegmans would be wonderful.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, it would be wonderful.
That's a crooked fly by night.
No, it'd be wonderful to have that.
They hate their patrons.
We have a grocery store down here called Sprouts that I'm not a big fan of. It's like a local, organic type place.
Yes.
And so, of course, I haven't been in there since I started putting better things in my body.
Well,
so
Sprouts
are
good
now.
For you.
Yeah. Maybe. But storage.
Yeah, it's no good.
Is not what I want.
No.
See, I'm more interested in talking about what I don't want than what I want. I would love, a nice grocery store.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll say it.
Mm-hmm.
A PGA Superstore.
See?
Really?
Yeah, there
that's
you go.
The answer
there
we're
go.
Looking for. That's what you
I'm
want.
Because I'm 45 minutes away from the other one.
Mm.
And that's not good for me. So it's either.
What makes it so super?
It's big. Oh. And it's got lots of stuff, but it's not that great.
Is Mickelson allowed
super.
To go there now?
The one that's the best one,
yes.
I say this freely, is the one where I got in the fight with the owner.
Oh, that's
right.
So
I don't go in there anymore.
Yeah. You're showing that.
I'm not welcome. No. It's really on my end. If he was to call me tomorrow and say, hey, listen, I know we shouldn't have had a fight or something like that, I go back in right now. But I know he wouldn't do that. He's an angry guy.
I heard there's like a little, like a thumbtack board, right?
Yeah.
That anybody that's... has any leanings towards being a liberal, they put your picture there. So
No, you got that wrong. They put a thumbtack in your temple when you walk in.
So they know it.
Right there. No, and there were multiple guys there that were like this. So.
Yeah.
But I loved it. I love the store so much. I'm disappointed that I can't go. And I hear guys talk about it all the time. So I go to the box stores, which is the PGA Superstore.
You drive out of your way.
And then the Golf Galaxy, which is just a specialty.
Golf Galaxy!
Well, it's a specialty version of Dick's.
Is it owned by Dick?
Yeah, it's part of Dick's.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Dick knows.
Yeah. Dick knows. Yeah, there's a big Dick's in the shopping center about 20 minutes from here.
20 really minutes? That's not too hard.
There are two of them. There's a big Dick down on near where my kid has his piano lessons.
Yeah,
and
sure.
And there's a big Dick's over in the Gulf Coast shopping center.
You know, a lot of the shopping places up here right now, when you shop, they don't give you a bag anymore. Do they have Dick bags?
They double bag it at Dick's. That's just Oscar. What the hell are you doing?
I'm producing the show.
So Oscar forgot to produce the show yesterday. So like for the first 10 minutes, if you look on YouTube, and this is really going to generate views for us. So if you want to look, go to YouTube and check our intro out where I'm doing some really good shtick as
got
I
some
always
effects.
Do.
Effects. I've and, got fade in, fade out. Some dissolve shots.
Can you give me
Knock
hair?
Knock yourself out. Overcompensate for yesterday. So I look at the video last night, and I see it's put up late. And I said, oh, another great day at the ranch. Things were done. Pony, when do you come back to work?
You got to unmute.
Oh, I'm sorry, Pony. Go ahead.
Back on Tuesday.
Back on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. So I see the show was put up late, and then I text everybody, and Oscar... and I said, and also, I was just looking at you for the first 5 minutes of the show. And Oscar said, in his depleted condition, he forgot to produce video, do the video production.
That was an excuse, or did he just want more camera time?
No, because he's totally unaware of it.
No, I'm unaware.
He's just, just sitting there.
Yeah, I'm watching the show. I'm literally watching the show, not watching the show.
funny though, you know. I mean, because he's like, it makes me realize when I'm over here, you know, sweating my balls off, you know, doing the, you know, coming up with this comedy gold that I do every
pure
single
gold,
day.
Yes.
You know, and he's just ramping up. He's just getting things going. I don't know what's going.
9 a.m.
I don't know,
sometimes 3 p.m. If you, it all depends.
What's that?
Well, 3 p.m. or 9 a.m. I'm the same me.
Well, yeah, you don't. You're consistent.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he's a little more Oscar-y at 3.
Well, I don't think
I gave,
so. I think
gave
he's
Rob
just
a pep
the same
talk
as,
before the show.
No, it has nothing
so
to do with that.
It's a seeping into this.
I'm talking. No, I'm just talking about the long trend of it. I think he's a little more.
I think
Oscar.
He's the same Oscar. I like the 9 a.m.
coming in angry Oscar.
Coming in angry Oscar.
Yeah, it's my favorite too.
It's a good Oscar. It's not your favorite.
It was a joke, Mike.
It is my favorite because he comes in with kind of a toot, and that creates a little, you know.
Yeah, he might as well come energy. In with like a scythe and just start swinging at people.
So anyway, can I just get this off my chest
please,
one more time?
Please.
And I know I've been ranting a bit, but for those of you, luxury storage units, my Irish balls. Take your aluminum building with whatever crap you're going to market to print your money every month so somebody can put grandma's futon in your stinky storage bin. You can lick it.
You know, Mike,
luxury.
In Florida, I would think that you'd see a lot of grandma's futon, but also a few dead bodies. At
or
luxury
you can, well, storage might Wars be- is completely built out of this premise.
Yep.
Well, yeah, and
I
you
love
could,
it.
You know, Hannibal Lecter, right?
I love it when they're in the car, and I know this show is completely produced, but I love it when they're in the car in Storage Wars, and they're like, this is a very nice zip code. Some of the nicest storage units in California are right in this zip code.
The nicest storage units.
And what they do, correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't watch the show, they amble over to the auctions they have, right?
Correct.
Where they open,
correct.
Where somebody hasn't paid for the storage because somebody died or somebody fell on hard times, and they get the stuff out of storage and they get their little gems. There's the and how American is that? Is there anything more
than preying
American?
On people?
If, of course. Is there anything more American than those dickweeds that are going over there to vulture pick? Other people's crap.
It's the same as when people like hit a garage sale after a funeral. It's
or
like,
the same thing as in an antique store. You ever see those people that own those stores?
Yeah.
Want to see? So, well, no, I shouldn't say that because we bought almost all of our furniture from antique stores in Maine. Almost all.
Because it reminded you of your youth, right?
Sure, we'll go with that. How about we couldn't afford to furnish it at a regular store up there? It's the downtown store. Yeah. What other furniture stores? Oh, that's right. None. Thank
so
you very much.
So you bought did you get anything like neat, like a spinning wheel?
Carl, I'd show you the whole the whole house up there, and it would be, and you'd say, well, that's fine.
Yeah.
You wouldn't say that's
it
great,
like
but you would say that's
home.
Fine.
Yeah.
What's that?
It's like a beach house.
But Carla curated it. She
it looks
really
beautiful.
Did a great job.
But I've
make
been
no
to
mistake.
America,
it's
usually a certain level.
It's picking other people's stuff.
It is. Yeah. It is.
That's all it is. Let's bring our talking
not IKEA.
All right. Let's get him in here before we ramble on. This is our talking head segment, postponed from yesterday.
It wasn't.
By the way, Rob wrote today, sent me another copy of the talking head information. Mm-hmm. He said, today, Thursday, 3 p.m.
It's going to be my new policy because it was a lack of communication on the first time.
Sure. You're being a smart ass. Anyway, let's bring in Todd Bear. There's Todd Bear. Todd has been with us since 1995 and has listened ever since. He has been with the podcast since 2010. Todd is a native Pennsylvanian from Wayne. Is it Waynesboro or Waynesboro?
Waynesboro.
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 You didn't put the S in, Robert. You said Waynesboro.
A mistake on my part. And $20 for a pony.
He now lives in Hagerstown, Maryland. Todd lives with his wife of 27 years. I'm always so jealous. Kendra, a golden doodle, Abby, and a cat named Nugget. They also have a kitten yet to be named. Are all of our talking heads sterile? I'm very curious about that because you just don't hear about children. I haven't finished the bio.
You have to finish the bio.
Oh, sorry about that. His son, Indy.
Yes, Dr. Jones.
is 16. Oh, he's not sterile. And his daughter, Sophia, is 13. Oh, he's very much virile. He's a breeding machine.
Yes.
He was first attracted to the... Rob, why did you lead with the cat and dog?
It's the orderation. You build excitement.
You're weird.
You're weird.
He was first attracted to the show by the wacky name Airport Paging Game. Greatest one ever was the one I heard. National Airport. I was a young man going home for Thanksgiving to Hartford, Connecticut, and a bunch of college students on the floor, and a guy comes over and goes, "Paging Major Woody. Paging Major Woody." And I was in love from that moment forward. Let's see. He discovered the show on a homemade radio.
Wow.
Yeah. He worked for a decade as a FedEx courier. I have a million questions about that. He hated it. God, I can't blame you. Man, oh man, those people work their asses off. He has been working with motorcycles since he was 15 and became a full-time Harley mechanic. Oh my God. I love the talking head segment. He works at Harley Davidson of Williamsport, and today is his last day there.
Ooh.
His favorite podcast moments, Salad Fingers and Aunt Regina. I like him already. I don't even have to interview this guy. I really don't. Favorite impression is Charlie.
Yes, sirree.
Favorite thing about TMOS, he loves the ball busting. We had a little of that today.
Yes.
Who doesn't? He is a handy guy who can fix almost anything, and he once offered to install Mike O'Mara's handlebars. Intrigued, you should be. Now here's Todd. Todd, how are you? So nice to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Your camera appears to have a sort of an out-of-focus quality. Is that the lens, or you're at the dealership?
Yeah,
you're at the dealership.
Could you tilt your head towards the bookshelves and see if you get info?
Look at that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oscar, how did you know that?
Because I could see the bookshelves, and I was concerned why we could see the bookshelves and not
Todd. Oh, my God.
It's a Harley computer, so a grease smudge would not be
of
out
course.
Of, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Probably a permanent one from people that have touched it with their Harley fingers.
Come here and that's touch me with your Harley fingers.
Todd, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's really interesting because... it's just strange sometimes the way things work out. Somehow, with my wandering mind today, I was thinking, there was a crotch rocket on Route 75 down here in Southwest Florida that was working really, really hard to kill himself. And that probably got me thinking about motorcycles. I mean, this guy, there's fast, there's weaving in between traffic,
right.
And then there is the slightest blip and you're dead.
Irresponsible.
Right.
Oh, God, this kid. Oh, I'm going to live forever and he's driving through. But anyway, I was thinking about motorcycles because after that, I saw a guy making a Yui, which anybody who rides on a cruiser, a large bike, heavy bike, over 700 pounds, knows that U-turn has to be taught. You got to know how to do it or you're going to put it down. And it's a tough thing to do. And I saw a guy with his wife that... was not only doing it incorrectly and not only doing it a little too slowly, but doing it with his right foot hanging out in the air like he was trying to balance himself with it. But he made it. And I was just thinking about riding and I was thinking about Harleys and how special that world is. And you said today is your last day. You are you're going on to other things, or are you just permanently retiring and moving to Florida with everybody else?
No, I'm giving up the bikes, but I'm going to work for the local college here in Hagerstown, take care of all their staff vehicles. And
oh, cool.
Neat.
Whatever needs done.
Yeah.
So you're a mechanic and you know what you're doing and you know your way around. Are you going to miss the Harley game? I mean, it's I would imagine it's difficult during peak season. Everybody brings their bikes in at the same time and all that. So,
yeah.
But it's also, man... just you guys are phenomenal the way you the way you know your way around bikes. And do you have your own Harley?
Yeah,
I did, but I sold it.
Yep.
I ride everybody else's bikes. I don't have time to ride my own.
Smart man. What about the new electric guy that everybody's raving about?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the electric.
Yeah, the Livewire.
Livewire, baby.
It's fast.
Yeah.
Extremely torquey.
Yeah. You mentioned to me when we were doing our pre-interview that you grew up a Honda guy.
Yeah, my uncle owned a Honda shop here in town since like early 1980s, and I worked there.
Was it an easy transition to make? Is the Honda generally different than a Harley? Which do you prefer?
I get to do a lot more to Harleys because people spend a lot more on them and customize them with all kinds of different stereos, engine performance, chrome customization. I've done it all. It's
cool. 22 years, right? 22 yeah. years at the Harley dealership. So yeah. That's a slog right there. You've been there for a long time. They're going to do. So I have one question for you. Retirement party tonight? Strippers, bikers, crime, fights,
no,
anything like that? No.
No. Get to go home and
got to keep it classy, Mike. Corporate America.
Did they? If you're a mechanic in a Harley dealership for 22 years, and I know it's per dealership. Because I know that Patriot Harley-Davidson in Fairfax, Virginia, and, the one down here in South Florida, they're all different, but they're not, there's no little going away. Send-out. You didn't get like a...
they don't want to lose an employee to the city.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's been there a long time. A little thank you, a little something.
I mean, if Pony left tomorrow, we'd barely talk about it.
Not yet, but there's still 2 hours left in the day, so maybe I'll get surprised. I don't know.
How about 10% off anything you want in the merch section of the Harley dealership?
Just kidding, buddy.
Oh, I get a better discount than that anyways.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Did anybody take you to lunch this week at all? Or
actually, I work with my brother here for the last 20 years.
That's family.
And he bought me lunch yesterday.
Yeah, that was nice.
That's so cool.
I'm going to miss working with him. We're a really close family.
Is a younger brother or older brother?
Older brother.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Oscar.
Todd, I commend you on shifting gears, quote unquote.
So to speak.
And everybody's looking for a challenge. I'm actually, right. since there isn't any, and I don't want you to put yourself in a sticky wicket, but I love your perspective. I think there are purists out there. I'm 50-50, where you see these, like a Harley's a Harley if it sounds like a Harley. And then the future's here, right? It's undeniable. And Harley-Davidson has made a huge play with their Livewire bike, as we discussed earlier. How is it being accepted? Is it like you're 30 and below and you're getting a Livewire and everybody like that's 30 and above is getting Harley?
No, actually, our larger dealership, we're like the satellite store of a larger dealership in Frederick. So they sold the Livewire, but since that came out, they actually did sell quite a few. Harley has split off Livewire as its own division. So they're kind of gone maybe the Apple route with having their own stores just for the Livewire. Now we have the new Pan America and the new Sportster S, which is an entirely new platform. And the Pan America is like a large adventure touring bike.
Oh, wow.
Amazing bike, 150 horsepower, just incredible.
And is the average age for is it still like the 45 plus crowd that frequents your dealership primarily?
No, we're getting a lot of younger people. The touring bikes, like the Road Glides, Street Glides, they're attracting a lot of younger people, and they're actually where they used to make them low and long and loud. Now they're going after the racing series for the touring bikes. So a lot of people are actually raising them up off the ground and putting way better suspension, better brakes,
like a Ducati or something like that, right? That
kind of
look.
But still with bags and a fairing.
I think it's cool they have the electric bikes, and since I love talking motorcycles, but I just it's you know you talk about an automobile transition, the Harley transition, Oscar, I think will be very lengthy.
Longer.
As far as, you know, before the whole thing with the Harley is the sound. I mean, first thing you do, and Todd will tell us this, the first thing you do when you buy a stock motorcycle from Harley Davidson is you pop your new pipes on. You just do. I mean, that's what you, there it is. That's my real bike, right?
Yeah, we recorded that in your garage.
That's my fat boy. Yeah. I think that's my first motorcycle.
Manassas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have no idea how many exhaust systems I put on in 22 years. A lot. and I hear him at the stoplight, and I said, I probably created that, but.
Now, Mike, and through the years, Mike has painted a very, with broad strokes, but a picture or a portrait, rather, of the average Harley owner. And I'm sure you've heard it. He's an older gentleman.
Well, do you want me to describe it?
Well, yeah, please,
you
please.
Yeah.
All right. The average age will be 60 now. My age, a little younger. I'll say late 50s. I'll say, Todd's 56. I'll say a year older than Todd. 57 years old.
All right.
A significant waistline. And every single one of them, see this beard? Every single one of them has a variety. Every single one of them has a variety of this beard.
The gray Van Dyke, yes.
So funny. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right here. And I mean, it's just, it's stunning to me. I every time I see a gaggle of them on the weekend, on a Saturday, I see the same uniform. It's the same uniform all the time. Now, they're varying degrees. By the way, a thin guy on a Harley just looks amazing.
But also,
if you got a wiry guy that's conditioned on a Harley, the rest of us look like, you know, Play-Doh, somebody smashed a pancake on a Mayans seat.
Let's be honest.
It's ridiculous.
Right?
Yes. What were you going to say, Oscar?
Well, I feel like, and I could be, please tell me if I'm wrong. If I see someone on a Harley or a Ducati, two different worlds, I get that. I know that they have made a substantial investment into their riding experience, brand-wise. So it screams quality and a certain level of expense. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that shield's ever been tarnished on the Harley side. I think it's still holds true. The perception of the brand is still...
It's
high
still
quality.
The brand.
Yeah, it is.
It's the brand. There are two motorcycles that compete, and really they don't compete. The Indian and the Harley Davidson, and they're both the greatest bikes on the world. I love them both. Yeah. They both have their qualities, but with Harley, it was such a good part of my life. I haven't been back on a bike since I got down here because it's just so crazy, the roads down here in Florida. But up in that part, especially Williamsport, up in your part of the world, beautiful riding up there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep. I just got a dual sport bike. I'm going to start. And actually, my wife rides too, so we're going to ride back roads and dirt roads and into this kind of the fun stuff.
Yeah. Are your kids into it?
Oh, yeah. They all have motorcycles. Luckily, we have a farmland that we can ride on. We have a four-wheeler. Yep.
That's cool.
So before we let you go, I want to talk a little bit about your FedEx experience.
And we need your address to come over.
Where you were a courier. I think that it is... You know, talk about the engine that drives our economy now, the delivery services, you know, the Amazon Prime guys, the FedEx guys, the UPS guys,
USPS.
Every day, USPS, the people down here that do that, a decade of that, was that enough for you, Todd?
Yes, it was thankless.
Thankless.
Yeah. Wow.
Any experiences jump out at you in your decade of work as a FedEx courier?
Let's see. Trying to find people in Harpers Ferry, West Virginia.
Really? Beautiful, bucolic Harpers Ferry.
They had route and box number, so there'd be 400 mailboxes at one spot, but it didn't equate to a location for their house because I can't leave it in the mailbox.
Let me tell you what he's talking about. So in rural areas in West Virginia, Virginia, anywhere really, where especially in a mountainous area where people might live up on a mountain or something, mm-hmm. and you go down on the main drag, a big main drag, like a two-lane highway that's a very well-traveled road, and you get a box, and it's got 50 mailboxes in it.
Mm-hmm.
And what he's talking about is then you got this box down at the bottom of this dirt road usually, and then you look up, mm-hmm. and there's a mountain road with probably 50,000 acres up there.
Yeah.
That would lengthen your day. So what did you do in a situation like that? Are you like the drivers down here? Just throw it out the window.
No. I actually had a card index file that when I usually have to call them. When I'd find them, I'd write their route and box number down, and I'd actually write their physical where they were, and I would literally have 1,000 cards in this file box to find people.
Wow.
It was
dedication.
Dedication. Every day.
And also,
did you ever stumble on anything during your many minutes? I mean, you got to realize how many houses you're going to every day. Mm-hmm. You know, I immediately think of the fantasy of, you know, ding dong, where you got to get a signature and, Mrs. Havisham comes to the door with her negligee half
towel.
Open. Did you ever see anything that you shouldn't see?
I rang the doorbell and was looking in the side window of the door, and here comes a naked girl running by.
Yes, there you go. That's what I was looking for, and you got better. That's fantastic.
Any naked dudes?
No, thank God.
No, they were all hanging out by the box.
I'd love to see
down
that.
By the highway, just hanging.
And
there.
And did she get some clothing on and greet you at the door, or did you? Yes. Oh, she did.
Yes. And I didn't say anything.
Now, here's your package.
I played it cool.
Did she get an extra big card in your file?
No.
Well, Todd, it's always fascinating, and congratulations on a good run at
Thank
Harley,
you.
And good luck working for the city and maintaining their vehicles. And is there anybody else before we let you go that you want to say hi to before we let you go?
Well, yes, I'd like to wish my son a belated happy birthday, my nephew Tyler. Of course, you're next week. And then
yes,
I'm
oh, thank you for
you.
That. Yeah. It is birthday season.
Kiss the
ring. Thank you, Todd.
Well done. Well done.
Yes. And then my lovely wife, Kendra, my kids, Sophie, all my customers. One of my customers came in yesterday, and I told him that I was leaving, and I thought he literally was going to pass out. He was like, you can't leave.
That's a good sign, though.
I'm the only one that's touched his motorcycle, and they get really attached to their mechanic.
Oh, yeah, for
sure. Oh, God, you think? I remember that. Even my short run as a motorcycle guy, I remember that. That's the way it rolls. And, you mm-hmm. know, I'm not going to put you on the spot, but I swear to God, if your GM was there right now, or, I would, or your service manager was there right now, I swear to God, I'd say, take him out! Buy him a beer, for Christ's sake! 22
yeah.
years, you pricks. Anyway, good luck with your retirement. Thank you very much, Todd Bear.
Yay, Todd.
Good talking to you. Always fascinating.
Thank you, guys.
And he did see the naked lady when he was driving his route. We'll take a break, and we will come back with the homepage right here. God, I love that segment. When we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa.
Are you a 40-something-year-old chick going through a midlife crisis? Looking to get some validation for keeping it tight all these years? Would you like to be TikTok famous? Let's get you a starter pack. You know the drill. MichaelMaraShow.com. Shopping. Walmart. Let's get started with some ripped denim shorts and a new bikini top. Self-tanner, volumizing conditioner, fake tattoos, and most importantly, a selfie light ring. Throw in a tube of Ben Gay for after you shake your ass on camera. You're not in your 20s anymore, sweetheart. Pretty soon, you're going to have thousands of creeps just like Oscar Santana following you. And you did it all thanks to the Walmart tab on the TMY Shopping Center. And now, back to the guy who's never been on TikTok, Mike O'Mara.
I haven't been on TikTok.
You
Sorry
should.
About that, but
there's
I,
a lot
I
of
know.
Good recipes.
All right, well, you know, and there are also some good dance routines.
I picked up a few moves.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. With so much in the news about the housing and mortgage industry lately, how can you keep up with it? And the changes are coming, and they're coming fast and furious now, especially with the recent rates that we have been reading about. You have to know who to trust. My friend Mark Livingstone and his team, we've been talking about them for years at Cornerstone First Financial. They are the only mortgage experts I recommend, and Oscar and Rob, when it comes to a home purchase or refinance. Rates change daily. New loan products come out, lending guidelines are updated, and you don't want to be left in the dark. Cornerstone First Financial has set themselves up for success by offering the lowest rates, ease of loan process, and of course, their white glove concierge service to help you with any mortgage situation. Their years of experience in customer service and rate guarantees make you wonder why anyone would go somewhere else. Call Cornerstone First Financial today, the number one choice of all TMOS listeners, 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Thank you, Cornerstone First Financial. We appreciate it.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage. And yesterday, the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases revealed that Dr. Fauci has tested positive for COVID-19. He's 81, by the way.
He's an anti-vaxxer, isn't he?
Stunning. He's stunning as far as the way he maintains his youth. But he should be fine, thanks to being fully vaxxed and boosted. He's dealing with mild symptoms, which is reportedly he's taking Pfizer's antiviral, Oscar. It's called Paxlovid. Paxlovid. I thought that was a goalie from the Czech national team.
That's antiviral. Like it's the one I was asking about the other day, where I was like, can you get COVID and then take Paxlovid? I by the way, could be a genius.
There you go. Yeah, you he's taking it, and he's the main guy. Yeah. Hey.
Oscar could be a genius.
Look at that.
Let's remember this.
For the record, Fauci hasn't had any recent contact with President Biden or other senior government officials. Just last month, Fauci told CNN that he'd never tested positive for COVID-19.
Yeah.
And, you know, for a guy that makes the rounds like he does, that's kind of surprising.
Yeah, he got on TV and says, hey, I'm sick here.
Come on. Come on here.
What were you gonna say? It can happen to any of us.
It can.
It can happen to any of us anytime.
Yeah, I mean, I shake hands every day when I go to the grocery store. Hi, Mike O'Mara. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, when you do your meet and greets. Are you still? Yeah. It's 11 o'clock on Wednesdays, right?
It's hard 11 to be
o'clock,
famous.
Yeah, at the local Publix. Sorry about that. The Foo Fighters announced the lineup for their Taylor Hawkins tribute concert in L.A. on September 27th. Any of our listeners out in that area, this might be a good show. Foo Fighters will perform. Joining them will be a slew of artists. Here are a few: Miley Cyrus, Joan Jett, Alanis Morissette, Gene Simmons, Motley Crue bassist Nikki Sixx, and Queen guitarist Brian May. I love those kind of concerts. The proceeds will be donated to a charity chosen by Taylor's family. There's also another concert, but it's in London on September 3rd. That lineup will include Liam Gallagher of Oasis, Chrissy Hynde of the Pretenders, and Chappelle will be there, Dave Chappelle. Tickets for both shows go on sale tomorrow morning at Ticketmaster.com. Yes, I'm promoting a concert because I think that's a good operation.
Yeah.
Here, America, our lineup is better.
How dare you?
Chappelle's good.
Chappelle is good.
To get comedy there.
Yeah, but you know what? He won't sing probably or drum.
Yeah, but the Oasis guy is kind of a...
Yeah, that he takes away 5 Chappelle points.
Awesome.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. Liam. Thank you. Thank you very much. Most night owls, Oscar Santana, they think they could never be a morning person.
Mm.
But there are actually some tricks to help make it happen. I will mail these to you in snail mail in an envelope highlighted in yellow highlighter.
Sealed.
Here are 6 ways to make yourself a morning person. You don't have to worry about this, by the way, until October. But, you know, maybe when that time comes. These are sleep experts that put these out. Number one, do it in stages, not all at once. If you're always tired in the morning, you might need to go to bed earlier. But don't try to change overnight. Start getting in bed 15 minutes earlier each night to let your internal clock adjust little by little.
Like a child.
Yeah, precisely.
You have to get them ready for the school year. Be like, hey, don't want you to be a cranky Yankee.
Is that a thing?
Number two, open curtains and turn on lights as soon as you wake up.
Yes.
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 Let the light in.
Yes.
Light tells your body it's time to be alert and active. That happens slower if your pace is too dim.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, be consistent with your sleep schedule. Don't sleep in or switch it up too much on weekends. Consistency is key. Yeah. Number four, don't hit snooze. Do you use an alarm? I've never even asked you that. If you use an alarm.
Yes, our iPhones. Those are alarm clocks.
But it has a snooze on. The snooze got me this morning. I just kept hitting it. It was bad.
Really?
Bad, yeah.
Of course, your body's doing different things since you're changing so many things.
You're going through a reverse metamorphosis.
See, he could be a genius.
Don't hit snooze. You got to rip the Band-Aid off. Get out of bed. Make it a rule. Carla's the best at that. She's got a weird alarm, too. I stay in there because I'm not
supposed
to.
Does she have one of those Japanese alarm clocks?
I should play the sound because it really weirds me out. It's like...
Oh, yeah. She wants to wake up with purpose and glory.
Oh,
yeah.
I have it. This is her alarm.
Oh, that's nice.
Thank you. Anyway, as soon as your alarm goes off, you got 5 seconds to start getting up. Number five, take melatonin, but not right before bed. Try taking it a few hours before bed.
I don't like the melatonin. It gave me weird dreams.
Okay, but I'm talking about your brother, not
you.
Okay,
sorry. Yeah, yeah.
You're on time. You're the only one that's completely on time all the time.
Is he here when he's here, though?
Like, is he in the moment?
Yeah.
Not always. Yeah. But it's a new him, too.
What's that?
But since he came back and got healthy, he's the same
guy. Yeah, I thought there'd be some overperformance.
Try taking it a few hours before bed.
Keep talking.
Try the RISE method is number 6. We already covered these.
Yeah.
But the letter stands for R is for refrain from hitting snooze. That's BS.
It's not always bad being a night owl. You know who was a night owl? Was the former mayor of Washington, D.C.
Yes, Mayor Marion Barry, ladies and gentlemen. I just a night owl, stay up all night, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock.
Mike, just last night, my wife and I watched Halftime with J-Lo. I think you'd love it.
Yeah.
On Netflix. Yeah. Oh, and it's, okay.
It's a documentary behind the scenes of J-Lo's Super Bowl performance.
Who? Yeah.
Yes, Mayor.
J-Lo Super Bowl.
You went to a Super Bowl once, right?
Yeah, and it snowed in D.C.
Yeah, I may be dead, but I'm a big fan of Shakira.
You know, Mayor, it's a shame you can't visit our new studio. It's in a neighborhood you know. Do you know what we're very close to?
Camelot?
Yeah, have you ever been?
I've met it many times. Thank you, Robert. Thank you. Time to move on now.
Thank you, Mayor.
We've exhausted that line of comedy. Internet Explorer is officially dead at age 26. Microsoft announced they were killing it off last year and officially ended support for it yesterday. If you try to use it now, it automatically redirects you to their newer browser, Microsoft Edge. Anybody using that? No, I didn't think so.
I think Kirk McEwen uses it.
There you go. At one point.
Oh, isn't now using 98 Rock?
No.
at one point in 2003, more than 90% of people used Internet Explorer.
It used to be the thing, and now it sucked. It got so bad.
It was. If this sounds like a scene from The Office, it's because it was a scene from The Office. 25 people in Switzerland had to be treated for burns Tuesday night after a team building exercise where they had to walk across hot coals. God, people. Those Swiss. Anyway, 13 of them were taken to a hospital with severe burns on their feet. The other 12 were treated by paramedics at the scene. They were at some sort of private retreat by a lake, which is oddly similar to the scene where Michael Scott makes his employees do it. It's still not clear what went wrong or how so many people got burned so badly.
All right, I need you to go back in the recesses of your memory, because in the time that you were at WJFK, but before I was there,
yes,
you guys did a fire walk in the parking lot.
Yes.
And I've seen pictures of it, but I was not there. Did you attempt it, or is there a secret? Did they talk about it?
I don't remember. I blacked out that part of my career.
I know that Andy Rice did it.
Or I blacked out during that time of my career.
That could be.
I would go to work in the morning show sleeping in my car the night before. Sunny days.
Not at WJFK, Mike.
Thank you, Rob. Now a little something something. Kenan Thompson has filed for divorce from his estranged wife, Christina Evangeline. Mm-hmm. The longtime Saturday Night Live star and Evangeline have agreed to share joint custody over their two daughters. Georgia is 7. Gianna is 3. That's according to TMZ, citing sources and court documents that were filed in New York in May. This was Kenan coming out of the courthouse where they got a word from him. Let's see what happens.
It's going to be a celebration. We're going to drink libations. It's going to be a revelation. Jubilation. It's going to be a holly, jolly, golly, it's molly, rotty, trolley, rolly, golly, jolly,
ooh-wee.
Do you feel like...
I love that bit.
Mike, you tell me. This is actually a better question for you than anyone in this room.
Yes. Yeah.
If you're famous... can you actually find happiness in marriage?
Of course.
Yeah. You can?
Look at Paul Newman and Joanne Woodward.
The fact that all of my happiness in my marriage has occurred after the successful part of my career might not contribute to that factor, but I will tell you that I think it's a combination of youth and fame that might cause some problems.
I think it's because if you're famous, it gets talked about. You know,
yeah,
I think that the numbers are probably about on par with the national average.
Yeah, but in my case, you know, you're talking about two marriages while I was in the public eye quite a bit, mm-hmm, and neither one of those breaking up had anything to do with it being my fault. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I do remember what I said to you when you talked about your divorce. I said, hey, what up with that?
What? And I said, ooh-wee. Anyway, we'll take a break, and we'll come back with something, because this is the Mike O'Mara Show, and I hope you're staying with us, everybody. Yeah, fantastic times. Yeah, divorce always throws me for a tizzy.
Rob Spiewak.
How's your balance?
Yeah, you're kind of slow getting up from the bed. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rob.
And here is
My walker.
This is the deluxe folding walker.
You're going to want to put tennis balls on it. Yeah.
Don't settle for just any mobility device. Step up to the Cadillac of home assist aids.
From Speewack Industries, it's the new Dude Walker.
God damn it.
Shut in no more. Perfect for the convalescent that's hobbled, handicapped, or hampered.
Yes, the Dude Walker combines style and sophistication with solid support and stability.
I'm the dude.
You can get the new Dude Walker along with accessories like catheters and tennis balls from the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center. Click the link and you'll be mobile in no time.
I'm walking here!
The new Dude Walker. Walk on!
Caution, some items may have shifted during flight.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, Mellow, where vibes are just a drop or a toke away with Dadgrass.
Dadgrass
will take you back. Just sit back, light up, and chill out the old-fashioned way. Sweet dreams are made of CBD, baby. Dadgrass is legal, organic, smokable hemp that relaxes your body and mellows your mind.
Dadgrass.
They're 100% organic. What? I'm sorry?
I was just adding more effect. Dadgrass.
Oh, thank you, Dadgrass.
He could be a genius.
Thank you. Their 100% organic pre-rolled joints are very low in THC. And they're high in CBD. Or if you're one of our Spanish-speaking listeners, CBD.
All day.
So, you can, or is it CBD?
No, it's CBD.
CBD.
When you say it, you sound like Anna Delvey.
CBD.
I don't know. You're just being very foolish. So you can enjoy the effects of CBD while keeping a clear head. And if you want to talk without the smoke, well, you're too poor.
No, I'm sorry. Dadgrass also has a CBD tincture made with the same high-quality hemp. It's easy to dose, and the effects come
on
smooth.
They take credit card, you know.
They do.
Yes, they do. Anyone. Well, what about my Diners Club?
Chill out without getting stoned, and now all things must grass.
Celebrate Sweet George. That's the Beatle, you know, George Harrison. Special edition George Harrison pre-rolled joints. They do all the work for you. Or merchandise.
And they don't, and Anna, they don't charge like Paul McCartney does. These are reasonably priced, beautiful George Harrison merchandise. Mm. You got to check it out.
If you can't afford a $50 program, you should not be at the show.
Great for any Beatles fan who needs to chill. All Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 18 and over. And it ships right to your door anywhere in the U.S. right now. Dadgrass is offering TMOS listeners 20% off your first order. When you go to dadgrass.com/TMOS, go to dadgrass.com/TMOS for 20% off your first order. Remember, man, that's dadgrass.com/TMOS. Listen, I've been writing on my show prep for a while now about our live show. If you are interested in the TMOS gang getting out to one of our fabulous venues, probably Las Vegas, just getting a live show. Do you want us to do a live show? It's been a while, folks. It's been 3 years. We want to know. If you want, please put it on social media. Talk about it. Say, come on, get out there. Get out there this fall. Let's do it. And maybe we can, cajole Oscar into getting the wheels moving on a real date.
Yes.
And if you do that, but I need to know from you that you want to come and see us.
We need commitment.
Live.
Commitment. Well,
okay?
I think we'd
like that.
I think... Mike, if I may.
Yes.
This may be, we learned this year, the last time you'll get to see Rob Spiewak.
We're hoping, we're praying. He hasn't had the CAT scan yet.
No, the MRI. And you know what? In that case, you
seems
may want
to be stronger.
You may want to book that thing for like June or July.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know it's a fast turnaround, but let's not.
Right.
Let's not push our luck.
If we do decide to head back out to a live event, not only a live show, we may have a fabulous liver supper.
And I will, Mike, I will be signing. I will be signing pictures of my abdomen.
Also, if
that's
you're,
right.
If Absolutely. You're a sober coach and you're as menacing as Danny Trejo, please let us know.
I need a sober coach, and I also need a dessert coach.
Yeah, you will. I think. What is your We talk all about the booze all the time. What
right.
is? What about the chow? Has the
Tough.
Doctor come down on you about what you eat?
No. Well, I mean, it's very basic stuff. Is that if I want to get off the diabetic needle, I need to continue to lose some weight. And to do that, I have to eat smaller portions, which is tough. But also, you can't drive your blood sugar up. So carbs are out of the question. Sugar is out of the question.
What is a great dinner for you now? What you've had enough time. 3 months, by the way, 3 months sober today.
Today
right,
is
yesterday.
three months sober today.
3 months sober for this our boy, great. Rob Spiewak. Way to go. Well we done. Love you.
Well
and thank
days,
you
baby.
For that. And
some
really, congratulations.
Expired.
Yeah.
Sometimes people expire too, Oscar. Keep talking.
It's true. Yeah, it's true. Congratulations on that. You must have a go-to.
Yeah, I do.
Like,
I have a favorite. I have a favorite, and you can't have this all the time because the portion is big. But,
by the way, sometimes when I ask the question and then after I seriously ask the question, I realize that I've teed up a comedy softball for you right now.
Mike,
so you're low carb. What is your anti-diabetic favorite?
What
now?
I have to do is, and I can only do this about once a week because
right.
you know, you have to be careful, but it's a hot buttered creme brulee sandwich and a chocolate shake.
Thank you. Now on to your real fave.
The real best thing is a lean steak with sautéed mushrooms and a side like mushrooms or like string beans are a favorite of mine. Carrots are a favorite of mine. I've been cooking with a lot of garlic lately. Garlic is really it brings everything up a little bit. So I'd like that.
Hi
so,
there.
How about a kiss?
Well. Getting back to what I said, if you are someone we need a little nudge just to make sure. We're a little nervous. It's been a long time. We kind of got rusty as far as how we promote these things and how we get out there.
Right.
We still have contacts with our friends around the Vegas area.
Of course.
We're in talks, but we need to, you know, I think it's something.
Do you want it?
The Elvis impersonator is booked solid. So
That's fine. With a capital F, that's fine. However, I would love another novelty. Act.
Yeah.
Oh, I think so. Yes.
I know. You know what? I'll go further than this. I would love a non-novelty act.
I thought we were going to do the Righteous Gemstones.
We're going to preach?
Yeah, and you were going to heal you on stage,
Baby Billy.
I just want to say that I'm so happy to see all of you here. In this wonderful auditorium that came out to celebrate Rob's sobriety and his health. I'd like to introduce my brand new bride. Yep, I'm going to run away from her as well.
She's going to go and beat her clothes against a rock. I appreciate you celebrating my sobriety, but the real thing to celebrate, and I wrecked it by almost killing myself, is our 30-year anniversary. And that's really what this marks. Is that 30 years together. And, you know, that was in April. So I'd like to call attention to that.
Just a brief word, because if you splash it out over social media, we'll get the message and we'll know. And, you know, I just want to kind of gauge the interest. And when we do this, usually people step up and just, you know, that's our last little. We just I need that for my own psychology. We need that.
Put it on the gram. Put it on the book. You can
let us know.
When
we come back, it's time to get an update on two things regarding Oscar Tiberius Santana. One is the e-bike situation that he just threw away to an employee who stole it. And then his relationship with Gloria Estefan.
Yes.
We'll do that when we come back.
Has this ever happened to you?
This guy saw me running. He's closing the door, pretending like he hasn't seen me I'm yelling.
Step up to a new experience in airline travel that's made for a powerful, sophisticated business leader like you.
I buy, you fly.
Santana Airlines shows you the difference between getting where you're going and leading the way.
It's not like we're in a hurry to go anywhere.
Santana Airlines, where everyone is treated like a CEO.
I'm a CEO.
I'm the president, she's vice president.
And as you enjoy the synergy of the amazing skies, use what little bandwidth you think is actionable and circle back to the amazing deals at the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center.
Leverage the value proposition of that low-hanging fruit. At the end of the day, it's a win-win. Just pivot and click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
It's amazing.
Hold that play!
Hey, good boys. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Food that's fresh is the best. And we're talking about Freshly.
Yes.
Freshly is fresh. That's why they call themselves Freshly, you morons.
Yeah, it fits.
They offer quality meals without the hard work. Their meals are designed by nutritionists, cooked by chefs, then delivered fresh to your door. Other meal deliveries make you do all that prepping and all that stuff that you might not have time for at the end of a day. But Freshly is ready to eat in 3 minutes. No one wants to spend an hour cooking dinner after you've been slaying the dragon and then dealing with the 2-hour commute to get home. Skip the grocery shopping, the dirty dishes. Your Freshly meals arrive cooked and fresh every week. Use the Freshly website or app to find meals that fit your lifestyle with plans that work for your dietary needs. It's really great. I love it. They're delivered fresh. Oscar loves them, too. Mm. The steak peppercorn, one of his go-tos. They got great meatballs. They're just fantastic. Mm. It's great stuff. Stop stressing about dinner. Right now, Freshly is offering our listeners $125 off your first 5 orders when you go to Freshly.com/TMOS. You know that code, don't you? That's $125 off Freshly.com/TMOS. Okay, two things. Right at the end of the show, something about Oscar's relation to Gloria Estefan, according to his mom. But I want to ask first, because everybody's been asking around the stadium, yes, the studio, the town, where your e-bike is. Where the hell is it?
Okay, so I've brokered a deal for the rental of my e-bike to the garage attendant.
Well, I have to stop you right away.
Yes.
You've brokered a deal.
Yes.
Is this because you feel as though this is a better alternative to trying to get it back in your
garage? Oh, no.
Garage?
I tried last week.
It was, I thought, set in fairly much set in stone that it was going to be Friday.
I was out with the flu.
But still, I mean, yeah, he should honor that retroactively.
I addressed it 2 days ago. Where I said, hey.
Hey, buddy.
Like, do you really love this, or do you just like not pedaling? Because he's got a wonderful, like, carbon fiber giant bike in his storage system. I finally saw where my bike was being held hostage. And he showed me that, and I guess the long play was this. He had thought that I was trying to sell him my e-bike.
Ah, not buy his own.
I said, why would I give you a link to our podcast with a link to the deal for the electric bikes? If I'm trying, I was, why would I do that? If I have a bike here, I'm not trying to sell you this bike. I like this bike, right? And he said that, he's like, I have my other bike on sale now on Facebook Marketplace. He showed me that.
Okay.
Which is, I said, you're underselling your bike. That's like a $1,500 bike. And he goes, yeah, but I want to get one of these electric ones. So I just need $1,000 or $800 or whatever, starting $700.
Right.
But hold on. What I'm confused about, the disconnect between, dude, you have my bike. Give me my bike back.
Yeah, this is, and for those of you not in the know, and for those of you that don't listen without Mike here, this is a good refresher.
Right.
The negotiation power of a parking lot attendant at a major metropolitan building is that of, Boris Yeltsin, or Mikhail Gorbachev, better. You're brokering power, and you're brokering power to place your car in the morning in the right place.
Yeah, he does hold all the cards in this.
Yeah, because when you drive into our lot, you don't have an assigned spot. They just tell you where to park.
And also sometimes it's in the middle, which means you're going to conceivably get blocked in at the end of the day.
Correct. All right. But I mean, it's trying to...
So
the guy's got some juice. The guy's got some juice.
A lot of juice. He's Tropicana.
Yeah.
He's got so much juice.
Minute Maid.
And not does he know it?
Oh, he knows it.
He knows it.
Oh,
he
knows it. So you don't want to piss him off now.
I don't want to upset that man. No.
So he, and my question to you, and I'll let you go on, does he knows he's got the juice too?
He knows he has the juice on a savant level.
And he lets you know that he's got the juice to a degree?
Yeah, I'm just too afraid to figure out when the juice like gets squeezed, what happens.
Okay. Yeah, for example, when I pull in every morning, I have something prepared that's fun to say to him. I want my arrival to bring him some sort of joy, because you want to be on his good side.
Yeah.
Because ultimately he can make things really tough.
Yeah. He can put you between a pillar and... like an electric car, and you won't leave all day. You'll be walking everywhere.
That spot's only half a spot. He says, it's what I have.
Yes.
It's what I have.
It's all I have, my friend.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Where's he from?
He's from a land, has to be...
South America?
No.
Central America?
African nation.
Yeah. Africa?
African nation, yes.
All right, I get it. Okay. That's interesting.
So, I... said, okay, it's been like 4 weeks.
A month, even.
This test drive has been lengthy. A lot of it was on me. I went on vacation.
Yep. You got the flu. There was
some miscommunication.
Got the COVID.
You initially thought I'd gifted it in some way or another, and then now there's a rental program. The rental program has to yield some sort of benefit to me.
Well, the benefit would be it is a promotional item given to you by an advertiser.
Correct.
In exchange for using this during our commercials, talk about how great it is, which
right.
you've done.
Well, I fell in love with it. Right.
And you legitimately love the bike.
Yeah.
Yes.
So if you're gonna get a rental from him, is this a rent to own proposition?
I tried to handshake, how about you don't charge me for the car I park here? Situation monthly, which is substantial.
It's a lot.
Okay. All right. He can't do that's over his head, probably, right?
Yeah, but I had to see how much juice there was.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
That would have been
so
nice.
So where did it end up?
So I every month will get a crisp 20 from my man until the end of August when the weather turns.
$20 a month.
Yes.
It's like a dollar a day, less than that. If you count work days only.
I mean,
you don't get any usage at all?
No, I don't.
It's a favorable. You're being generous.
Yeah, he's being very generous. It definitely leans towards him.
He mentioned his children on how he drops one of his kids off on the bike. I felt bad.
And you like him?
Yeah, I love him a lot.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Yeah, he could give you number 57 or number 20, which is next to the pillar.
I think that's closure. Rob, I think that's closure.
I do too. I just wish that he'd gotten more money. I wish he'd gotten a better deal.
I'm not going to squeeze.
What would the Spiewak deal have been for him?
I would say 25 a week. It's almost nothing.
This guy.
$100 a month? That's like a car payment.
In what planet is $100 a month a car payment?
In the, like, you
yeah,
know,
if you get a,
10
like
years
a,
ago.
Sure.
You get a used Corolla at a used dealership.
Well, I mean, think
it's
about
an e-bike. It's an e-bike. What's the cost of the bike? It's not. I mean, it's, I think, relative to what. And it's a solid.
I was just being nice.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just got to be nice.
I think.
Did you flirt with the idea of just saying, take it? You work hard. You got a family.
I did. But let me tell you, I don't think. I believe our advertiser loves us. You can actually tell him.
Yeah.
Tell him.
About what?
About what the advertiser said.
Oh, they said that it had the most connections of any other podcast.
In the world.
We were the most successful client for them. Yes.
Well, why did he have to goose you to tell me that?
I didn't know. I was thinking in terms of his story. I didn't know where he was headed. His brain works different than
mine. What else was I telling?
Tell me about it. All right. Anyway.
I want the success story.
That's a great success
story.
That's
a wonderful success story.
They
wrote
us.
Yeah, they wrote us.
Are they coming back on?
Yes.
Okay, good. That's a good. I say it's fine.
Yeah.
I say it's fine if you like the guy.
I almost gave it to him. The only reason I didn't give it to him, because I think you know that I'm not a complete a-hole, was because of the fact that we had received that letter and I enjoyed the bike thoroughly. But then we received that letter last week where I said, they're going to come back, and I can't just be like, I gave my bike away.
Get his name and tell his story. You don't have to bring him on the show. Just get his name, get his name, and so-and-so.
Tell his story.
Tell his story, yeah. Right. Yeah. You know, I mean, you just have him on, and it'll be like, yeah, let's talk about our guy down in the garage.
Come on. I think it's more
you
of
said
a,
he was African.
It's more of like a pan flute mix. I think it might be a Caribbean situation. Yeah, something like that. A little closer there. Yeah.
No, I think you're right the first time.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
How about the?
Let's find out.
Not bad.
No.
Let me ask. Okay. You know, I'll walk down with a dad and say, part of this.
What the matter?
Part
with
of this
you?
Conversation, and you know, my guys are like, "Where's your bike?" I'm going to say, I need an actuality. Like, I'm so-and-so, and I listen to the Mike O'Mara show while I'm on my electric bike.
Sure.
$20 a month now. Yeah. Driving home sounds like this. Where we're moving on
now. Mike, when I tell you, this guy's face lights up every time I see him now, it's great. It's great.
No, that's Yellowstone.
No.
Okay, and your mom and Gloria Estefan, there isn't a connection between your family and the Estefans?
How much time is there? here.
We don't. Roughly. You want to do this tomorrow?
Yeah, there's for every Latino that's listening to the show.
Makes me nauseous when I hear that song.
You didn't have to play this at WAVA, did you?
No, not at all. Never.
There's a bit that you are familiar with. It's a lie, but it's a Latino bit where you claim some sort of relationship to the success of the Latino. What? Relationship either genetically or, you know, I met her at a beauty salon once or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. If they're Latino, I'm saying this Latino on Latino glomming on. And right. The glomming on of glomming on started as a child with Gloria Estefan.
I want to hear about it on the next show. I want to give it a full segment. It doesn't deserve
the Polish don't do it. Do the Irish do it?
Irish do it right now. It's why I've always said that I'm a cousin of John O'Hurley, the man who hosts the dog show. Now. That's it. It's like
the Urban with. Sombrero,
the dog show.
Hello, Elaine. That's it. We got to take a break. We'll come back with Soundtown. That's here, right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. What a weird show this is. Yeah, I'm glad you closed the bike deal. Wonderful.
This is your summer to win absolutely nothing from TMOS.
No power Porsche. No trips to sketchy mid-level theme parks.
No REO Speedwagon tickets.
You get nothing.
Nothing to fill out, nothing to enter.
I mean, Zed Bagel Zippy.
You got nothing.
You're already a winner by listening and watching the Mike O'Meara Show on YouTube, Facebook Live, or TikTok. And listening through Stitcher, Spotify, Alexa, or subscribing to the TMOS Bonus Show.
It's the official start of a no-bummer summer on TMOS. Keep listening to win, you d-goss.
I said good day.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Do you know that one of the most important parts of my show prep every day, especially when it's as hot as it is down here, is making sure I have my liquid IV. Making hydration a priority helps us feel better on a day-to-day basis. Just one stick of liquid IV hydration multiplier and 16 ounces of water hydrates faster and more efficiently than water alone. Plus, liquid IV has incredible hydration flavors like watermelon, lemon lime, grape, pina colada, and my beloved strawberry. Plus, it has three times the electrolytes of traditional sports drinks, it's non-GMO, and it's free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Liquid IV has cellular transport technology, CTT. It's the optimal ratio of glucose, sodium, and potassium to deliver water and nutrients to the bloodstream super fast. Super fast! Plus, Liquid IV is out to change the world. They have donated over 20 million servings globally. Grab Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Experience better hydration today at liquidiv.com, promo code TMOS. We love Liquid IV.
Yum.
And ladies and gentlemen, I swear you will too.
We call this stereophonic sound.
Soundtown.
Mike, I've got good news for you.
Yes.
Mrs. Justin Bieber, do you know her name?
Hailey Bieber.
Hailey Bieber says Justin's facial paralysis is getting better.
Oh, so good. Yeah, I know. So
he's
very so good.
He's doing really well. He is getting better every single day. He's feeling a lot better. And obviously, it was just a very scary and random situation to happen, but he's going to be totally okay, and I'm just grateful that he's fine.
The youth of today use the word like a lot, but
yeah, also, all kids do.
But I really hate when something is called random. It was very random. Well, no, right. It wasn't really all
so
that random.
So are you insinuating you believe that may be a bit of a youthful verbal crutch?
Yeah, I believe so. When something happens that you don't know what to explain, it was just so random.
She may have elevated his game though, Rob, believe it or not.
Could be.
I get the like and maybe the random is part of that, but I also believe that both Justin talking about this and Haley talking about this, those aren't the Justin Bieber audio clips that we used to play.
No, you're right. No, you're right.
Right when he was just sounding like a complete dullard.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Remember, he was on a talk show once and didn't know what Germany was. Just remember that.
It's a great city.
Amber Heard is still trying to control the narrative.
God. Please.
And this is the new one today. Today, You would think after all this, she's mad at Johnny Depp and doesn't like him anymore.
On the first day of the trial, you issued a statement, and part of the statement said, I still have love for Johnny.
Yes.
After everything.
Absolutely. I love him. I loved him with all my heart. And I tried the best I could to make a deeply broken relationship work. And I couldn't. I have no bad feelings or ill will towards him at all.
Did she love him when she left that in his bed?
Mm.
Because she still has love
for
him.
$50 million.
Yeah. So I'm curious what her next...
I'm sorry. I have to say it at that point. That's when it just gets... You know, don't do that to us. Okay? That's when you bring us into it. When you go on and do national interviews and you say something that patently absurd. You know?
I'm curious what her next angle is going to be.
Oh, her next, oblivion. That's her next angle.
Could be.
She's not going to be around. I don't think she's. Look, I just don't think you. There's bad advice, and then there's playing it badly yourself.
Yes.
And you can't have it both ways. You know. By the way, I do not in any way absolve Johnny Depp of any of his douchery at all. I just think that with this behavior, and then coming out and saying I love him, shut up. Please, if you love somebody, you don't do that.
Shut up. Now, yeah. I don't know
why I took that so personally.
I know that you're a fan of this guy, as I am, and he holds a unique position. Kurt Russell is the only person to ever play Elvis who actually was in a movie with Elvis.
Okay. As a baby.
As a little guy. He was in It Happened at the World's Fair, which is one of those Elvis travelogue movies.
One of the worst.
No, actually, one of the better ones.
Is it really?
Yeah. I mean, if you want bad.
I watched a good chunk of it. I actually watched recently a good chunk of that.
Well, calling it one of the best Elvis movies is really damning with faint praise.
Okay.
If you really want to go bad, watch Tickle Me. Watch Harem Scarum. These are not good movies.
Won't be doing that.
But, well, I don't know. Maybe someday. But anyway, here is Kurt Russell talking about working with Elvis. It was a funny part, and he explains it here.
It was 62, something like that. It was the World's Fair. I was 10 years old, and I got this job, to play this kid that kicks Elvis in the shins, too. He wants to meet a girl, a nurse. So he figures, he'll get this kid to injure him a little bit. He was really a nice man.
Hey, kid, how would you like to kick me in the shin?
How would I like to kick you in the shin?
Huh?
Mister, are you drunk?
No kidding. I'll tell you what. If you kick me in the shin real hard, I'll give you a quarter. Okay, go ahead. Play it. Ah! Whew. It's a good one. It's a good one, boy.
Adams, they're all nuts.
And also, whenever you're talking about an Elvis
great
movie...
Great acting.
Well, on both sides. In an Elvis movie, you always do his character job. It's always slash singer. In that one, he's airplane pilot slash singer Elvis Presley. But anyway, I've got some, I guess we'll talk about in the bonus show tomorrow, maybe. They are really starting to pull out all the stops for this Elvis movie that breaks a week from tomorrow, the Baz Luhrmann movie. And I got a really bad feeling. I think it's going to be a disaster because of how hard they're working Tom Hanks.
Okay.
So I'm curious about that. But you're going to see some Elvis stuff in the news. Now, let's say you are an escaped convict in Nashville, Tennessee, and you're being pursued. What's the best thing to do? Maybe not steal a little girl's bicycle for your escape. That might not be. Maybe you should have an electric bike.
I was in much shock as anybody else would be when you see the person they're looking for, like standing right in front of your mailbox. I look out the bay window, and to my surprise, here's the guy that they're looking for, like in front of my mailbox. He was pushing the bike at this point because I think he was already tired trying to get up this hill here. And I told him to get his hand, get down, police, and he said, I'm not going to run anywhere. He goes, I'm tired of running. I'm just going to lay here. Yeah.
It's a little girl's bicycle, not a great escaping.
I didn't get the last part of what he was saying, where he's like, I'm on to get the police.
He's just going to lay down here.
Well, I know the guy said that, but I mean, it's just, what did he say? Don't get down to police. Did he have a gun on him or something like that?
No,
I mean,
he's just trying to escape from prison.
But the guy, the homeowner who's telling the story that said he's out in front of his house, out in front of the bay window, how did he keep the prisoner there? That's what I'm curious about.
He was a policeman. That was this guy's bad luck. Yes, forgive me for not telling you. He was a bad luck. He was just a lot of bad luck there. And Mike, also, I don't know if you've put up your decorations yet or if you're all ready, because today is National Fudge Day.
Fudge. Fudge.
Wonderful fudge.
Loads of fudge in Fudge Town. Fudge.
Fudge.
Loads of fudge. So much fudge.
We can hardly budge.
So will you be observing National Fudge Day?
Milk, milk, lemonade. Round the corner, fudge is meh.
That's my favorite fudge day, Carol.
Hey, it's fudge, everybody. Fantastic.
That's all I got, Mike. There you go. Happy fudge day.
Humiliating. Wait. Ludicrous.
Johnny.
Painful.
It's fudge.
Savage.
Johnny.
Brutal.
What?
Cruel.
What?
And all false.
False. Thank you, Johnny. Appreciate that.
Actually, in his case, it wasn't fudge.
Oh, it's nasty. It's Amber. Yes, Amber's DNA. We got to get out of here. We'll be back with another episode tomorrow, everybody. Let us know if you'd like to see us out in public. Please let us know that. We'd appreciate that. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara. Say, we'll see you next time, everybody. Bye-bye.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Who cares? Nobody gives a crap.
Good morning, aviators. This is your captain speaking.